free. You can give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind. That's what we do here at Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray, the freedom janitor here.
Yep, there's never anything on my mind.
Nothing, you just, that's it. Just sitting here in the studio. Did you get a game of the week this week?
I do.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that you've got that going. All right, you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE or use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. You do have to send a user request thing, but we'll get that approved right during the show. I'm looking at the Skype thing. It's not like I can't approve it. It's right here. So just go ahead and send it, and you can call it on Skype, and it sounds great. So that's, again, username lrn.fm or 855-450-FREE. Yes, Mark is in the first seat. Probably leads you to wonder, is he in jail? Well, not this time. Not yet. That has not yet occurred this evening.
So where is he?
He's trolling the bureaucrats at some school board meeting.
I see.
He said, I'm not trolling. I said, you know that you just go to the meeting. As far as they're concerned, it's trolling.
Uh-huh.
And this really is the case. I mean, there's a funny thing when it comes to politicians. They really don't want the people that show up to these little town and city meetings to be there because they don't agree with them. But they say they want public participation all the time.
Uh-huh.
And I think what they really want is the public that agrees with them to participate.
Sure, I'll buy that.
Because it seems like the people with the more fringe opinions have a difficult time getting elected. You know, sort of the mainstream statist opinion has no problem getting elected. And they don't want to hear from people on the far fringes at all. And those are the ones who are willing to go to these events.
Uh-huh. I don't think I've ever been to a school board meeting. I've been to city council meetings. Are they similar to that?
I would imagine they are. I haven't been to one of the Keene school board meetings either. I wouldn't live in this communist town. I have no use for it. And speaking of going to these little meetings, these town meetings and stuff, I've been to several, and I've also slammed my head against a wall, and I would say I'd prefer the meeting slightly to head slamming, but not by much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, they stink.
Yeah, I imagine the only reason I can think of for me to go to a school board meeting is if I had an axe to grind. You know,
they're taking your money.
Yeah, if I had a problem with them and I wanted to express my disapproval of them. The city council meetings are really boring. The ones that I've been to, they were honoring city employees, I think. So they were all just kind of clapping each other on the back, and there's a place for that for people of all kinds, but it was terminally boring for me.
Yeah, I wonder about that. They do spend a lot of time congratulating each other, and the way it seems like they elevate the position of those who work for the government above those who don't. Like somehow they're just better individuals. Not only do they seem to get better at benefits, because at least here in Keene, New Hampshire, they're getting dental and optical insurance. I mean, this is almost unheard of these days for employees in this country to have dental and optical insurance. But not if you're a government bureaucrat.
Sure. I feel what you're saying about their feeling about the difference between them and the rest of us. And it's totally understandable. Their job is to run our lives, and most of us just kind of roll over for them. So I wouldn't expect city employees, by and large, to have a lot of respect for the rest of us.
Makes some sense, I suppose. Well, I got a story here from the Washington Post, and I think it's pretty interesting. It's about the NSA. Apparently, the claim here is by an organization who did a study that was released, said that, these phone records that the NSA collects, they're really not that useful at all. They don't solve terrorism. They don't stop it.
Uh-huh.
An analysis of 225, I think it was actually 227, I went and looked at the links and stuff, cases inside the United States since 9/11 that were sort of terrorist-oriented. So 227, I would have never guessed there was this quantity of cases that had anything to do with terrorism in this country. But apparently they analyzed everything that even felt slightly terroristy and sort of came to some conclusions. It's concluded that the bulk collection of phone records by the National Security Agency has no discernible impact on preventing acts of terrorism.
Wow.
Not minimal. No.
No discernible impact.
In the majority, and when you've got science types parsing data,
sure,
they
like
say
me.
Something like, yeah, like you know, when you're not cleaning the floors and dusting, you're parsing, you know, data, right?
Well, yeah, actually, I was thinking of the science that I do as a janitor with my acids and my bases and so forth, all my chemicals.
Do you do that kind of thing?
Well, a knowledge of chemistry has informed some of what I do because in say for example a public restroom, often what you'll find on the floor in there is a lot of soap, hand soap. And hand soap is usually conventional soap is alkaline. It's basic. And so what you want to use to clean up soap is not more soap but an acid. So a little bit. So that is the science I was talking about.
That's the most useful thing you're going to hear on Free Talk Live tonight. I'll tell you. for your actual day-to-day life, that is probably the most useful thing you'll get. Let's go on with the NSA story here. So in the majority of cases, traditional law enforcement investigative methods provided the tip or evidence to initiate the case, according to the study by the New America Foundation, a Washington-based nonprofit group. The study to be released Monday corroborates the findings of a White House-appointed review group, which said last month that the NSA counterterrorism program was not essential to preventing attacks, and that much of the evidence it did turn up could readily have been obtained in a timely manner using conventional court orders.
Uh-huh.
Under the program, the NSA amasses the metadata, the records of phone numbers dialed and call lengths and times of virtually every American. Analysts may research the data only with reasonable suspicion that a number is somehow linked to a terrorist group. The content of calls is not collected. So this is something that people probably don't know, is that what they're doing is they're collecting the telephone number, what time it was made, how long it went, and things like that. But just knowing these connections, this incredible web of connections, it's not just you, it's everybody you know and everybody they know, everybody in the world. I mean, because they say here that they collect the data on virtually every American, but now the reason that they don't collect it on every American is some of them are in comas and they don't make telephone calls. Are you telling me that somehow the NSA just stops off at the border of the United States? You know, they collect calls coming and going from places like Belize or Canada or things like that. Do they just stop off there? They don't collect data that they can possibly get from foreign countries, as I imagine they do.
I agree, Mark. I wish that I knew more about the technology so I could provide a little more, but I don't.
Yeah, I'm just speculating. I know nothing about the technology. I just know how government bureaucrats are, and governments love information. Ever since governments began, they want to have as much information collected as possible. Always the little bean counters have always worked for the government, and they've always tried to collect as much information as they possibly can. And, I mean, I think some governments are better at it than others have been. Obviously, we know more about, for instance, we have the Bible, right? So we know more about the ancient Jews than we know about the Sumerians.
Yeah.
So the ones that are better at writing things down, we have more information on. We have more information on the Romans than we do, say, on some sub-Saharan African tribe or something.
Yeah, the Jews are a lot more recent than the Sumerians.
Yes, indeed. I'm just coming up with something. It seems contemporary from where we sit, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's funny. It reminds me of something I read in a sci-fi novel or something. But in the future, the people of the future are gonna think that you and I are contemporary with George Washington or Alexander even.
Yeah,
it's just how people are. You've only got room enough for your head for so much data. You can't know it all.
I was listening to the radio on the way in, and somebody noted that World War I started recently, 100 years ago. And I'm trying to think, just the technology in World War I versus the technology today, 100 years, really made a difference. And then I realized I'd been alive 40% of that time.
Right.
42% of it. Crazy. 855-450-FREE. What do you think about this NSA thing?
Have difficulty sleeping? Wake up frequently? Rely on sleeping pills? Your days of sleepless nights may be over thanks to a clinically proven scientific breakthrough from QHT Medical using a revolutionary multi-layered holographic disc. The disc infuses energy, influencing the sleep cycle, allowing for a deeper sleep. It's completely safe with no side effects. Wake up refreshed and feel better. The hologram is non-transdermal and nothing enters the body. Think of acupuncture without the needles. When properly placed on the body, the disc can result in a remarkable increase in sleep by calming the body's energy flow. Want to try one? Well, here's an offer you can't refuse. Call 844-5-SNOOZE right now and get your disc free. That's right, free. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee and end sleepless nights. Each disc is good for up to 7 days. Call 844-5-SNOOZE for your free disc now. That's 844-5-SNOOZE or online at QHTMedical.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We try to make it easy for you, as easy as we possibly can, at least. All you have to do is call us up at 855-450-free or use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. It's Mark with you.
And Johnny Ray.
And Right now, we've got on the phone Nathan, actually. Let's see if I can pull off the Skype thing. I got buttons to push and stuff like that. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello, Nathan.
Evening, Mark. Evening, Johnny Ray.
How are you?
Well, I wanted to answer Dave's question at the last segment from last episode.
Okay, you're going to have to restate that question.
Okay, Dave from New York called in the very last minute of yesterday and asked, why does the girl date the loser?
Yes, I think that there was some story that he told about a gal that he knows that...
I think that was about it. The girl is dating the loser. So
what was? Didn't he have some evidence that the loser was a loser?
Nope.
Like he doesn't have a job? Yeah, he doesn't have a job. And
he did say that?
Yeah, he said something to the effect that he did not have a job and she has to support him putting pressure on their household, I think.
Okay, the way I heard it was she was making more than him, but either way.
Okay, that's fine.
So I was watching this Stefan Molyneux video on twerking, and it's kind of long, but the basic idea is...
Is there a Stefan Molyneux video that isn't kind of long?
Well, I was going through some of them, and it came up in the feed on the right. So boiling it down, it's this evolutionary kind of idea, and the idea is that in an environment where fathers are absent, daughters will be more, mature faster and be more promiscuous.
Why is that? And the reasoning for evidence of this?
No, well, this isn't evolutionary psychology, so you can't really have evidence for it.
Evidence is shifty anyway. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the reasoning is that the only situation in the evolutionary environment where there wouldn't be fathers would be in times of war or famine, and in either of those cases, there's going to be fewer mates available, fewer males available. Therefore, it would be optimal, allegedly, for females to be more aggressive in courting mates.
Okay. I suppose that makes some sense.
And I wasn't too favorable towards this when I heard it, but something he said caught my attention. He said, if you look at the man in the performance, if you kind of take your eyes off of Miley Cyrus for a minute and look at the man, he has three identifiable characteristics. He's an older man.
Yep.
He's emotionally distant.
He's
got
that.
Sunglasses. He's got sunglasses on. And he's wearing gold, and I guess the pinstripe suit is an expensive suit. You're going to have to help me on that one.
That pinstripe suit looked like a laughable suit is what it looked like to me. But okay. It's show business, right? I mean, you're supposed to wear things that get people's attention.
We're talking about Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus dancing with Robin Thicke, okay. Who, by the way, is Alan Thicke's son.
Is he that much older than her? I mean, I don't know how old he is.
He's probably... He's probably about 34.
Okay.
And I guess the important thing is that he looks older than her in the performance.
And so, I only saw the briefest bit of this this performance with Miley Cyrus. It just didn't motivate me much. She's certainly an attractive young lady.
I think she's great.
But I didn't... I didn't like it. The whole thing sickened me, I've got to say.
Well, I think this could be... You might explain that with the evolutionary thing because... If you look at her behavior, it suspiciously looks like she's trying to get Robin Thicke's attention. But aside from the twerking, it's like she's kind of wrapping herself around him. And he kind of seems like he's not interested. He's kind of looking off into space. And it kind of seems to fit the Molyneux narrative. That, it's like she's trying to attract a provider, so to speak.
Explain this narrative to me one more time, Nathan. What I got was that evolutionarily... Our psychology has evolved for the women to be more aggressive, more than the man?
Well, there is evidence that environments of famine or stress can impact what happens in the offspring. So, like, if there's not a lot of food available, I was reading a study about mice, and it can change the behavior of mice when they reach puberty, things like this.
Uh-huh.
So the idea is that, well, maybe... The absence of parents, either the father, in this case we're talking about the father, maybe the absence of parents could trigger some kind of reaction in the offspring to either mature earlier. I found some studies that said that, that definitely said that, And this one, it's saying to be more promiscuous, be more, I think, hypersexual is the term Molyneux used.
Well, so I do think that when somebody feels pressed in a situation, you know, like they're scared. When somebody's scared sort of in an ongoing way, I don't mean like a car accident kind of scared. I mean like, sort of the finances aren't doing well kind of scared.
Like ongoing stress?
Yeah, like ongoing. Let's call it ongoing stress. That's cool. I do think that they tend to want to couple up. I've had a couple of situations in my life where I remember I had one girlfriend, and we got back together for the holidays was the way we described it. We had broken up, and then, it was the holidays, so we got back together, and then we broke up after the holidays. And it's not like we did it on purpose, just for that purpose, but it was, in retrospect, we could see that's what happened. And, there was a time in my life when finances weren't so great, and, I needed some kind of, I would grab for any flotsam and or jetsam in the world
and
to
port in a storm.
Yeah, and I don't mean in a sexual sense. I meant in an emotional sense. It was, this is somebody I'm used to. I know what to expect. I can, count on them to some extent. So I think that, probably people will use whatever means they have to find a mate, especially if they're dealing with some kind of ongoing stress.
So now, in the example we're talking about with Dave and the loser, is the girl? Do we know that the girl, her father was gone, or was
we don't know.
Molyneux was talking about.
We don't know anything, but okay. I thought this is as good an explanation as any, since Dave didn't provide much detail.
Girls are stupid. That's why they go out with losers. It works for me.
It works for you.
I kind of like it.
What's that, Nick?
I'm sorry.
Go right ahead.
I was going to say, I like Alex's explanation. Maybe the girl is also a loser.
I think that trying to figure out why somebody stays with somebody can be difficult. But I also don't trust Dave's estimation of what's going on, Dave from New York, because he's like just calling somebody a loser. I don't know what's going on in their house. If my wife made more than me, would I be a loser? I don't feel like that's the case. I don't think that somebody's, what somebody's contribution to the household is necessarily has to be rated upon how much money they bring in. My wife makes nothing as far as a paycheck goes, but dear God in heaven, I'd be lost without her. So, that it doesn't matter. I mean, she grows our food in many cases. She's got a job. It's just not one that's quantified in dollars. So I don't know what this guy does around the house. Maybe he's very useful.
Well, I think Molyneux touched a little bit on the question of why a nerd might want a girl who's going for the bad guy or the jock. But,
well, tell me about it in just one second, if you would, Nathan. Actually, old Nathan over here. Do you have thoughts on this? Because this really can kind of confuse people. Is why do some people stay together? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockItPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockItPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockItPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can go ahead, give us a call about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking to Nathan here, called in the Skype line to talk to us about, well, why do people date losers? It was a question that Dave brought up last night just before the show went off the air. And you know, this is one of the things you can do with Free Talk Live is you can call in and talk about something that happened the night before. Most shows have a theme for the hour. We started talking about the NSA's collection of metadata and how nothing that really wasn't working as far as preventing crime, but it can take a 180 here on Free Talk Live and go from sort of national wonky politics stuff to relationship things just in a moment.
Yeah, everybody always loves talking about relationships.
855-450-FREE and LRN.FM on Skype. So I want to tell you real quick about the Free State Project. The Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state, and that state is New Hampshire. So, Johnny Ray, when did you move?
Late 2008, November.
And I picked up in 2006 and got here, and people are moving all the time. It seems like some every week, and certainly some every month are moving, and we've got more than 1,500 in state now. And if you're interested in the Free State Project, I recommend you come and visit, because there's several of these move here projects around the world. You don't want to pick up your life and move someplace you've never been and don't know anything about.
Uh-huh.
You want to know, and I would recommend a few visits, frankly. And a great way to visit is to come to the Liberty Forum. You go to nhlibertyforum.com, and it's an event. It's 3 days. There's 58 speakers, 73 different events in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's February 20th through the 23rd, so, you know, you got about 6 weeks. And I believe tonight is the last night for some kind of early bird discount or another. So it's nhlibertyforum.com to check it out. Let's go back to Nathan. See if I can push the right button.
I just installed Bitcoin on my Linux box, but I guess I was going to ask you how I can get some. But that wouldn't have worked because you're on the wrong ad or the different ad for this segment.
Well, since you're asking, cashintocoins.com is it's a nice, fast, safe, easy way to get bitcoins. If you're new to bitcoins, obviously you're going to need if you're new to bitcoins, you probably aren't running Linux. But for the Linux guys, the people who've got Ubuntu and Mint, the chances are they've heard about Bitcoin and they know what it is at this point. But I could be wrong. So for you, Windows.
The strange thing is that the Bitcoin client, no Bitcoin client showed up when I went to the Dash, or I went to the software center and searched for Bitcoin. But when I went to the command line and did a manual search, then one client did appear, but it was a text-only client.
So, yeah, I don't know anything about Linux. Not enough about Linux to be able to.
Well, yeah, I think if it requires entering text commands, that's probably going to eliminate 90% or 99% of the users anyway.
On Linux.
Right. Yeah. So it's strange because usually you can install software on, I mean, Ubuntu is usually really good about that. You supposedly you can go to the software center, you know, you click on the nice icon, you type in name and something will come up, but in this case it didn't.
There you go. So cashintocoins.com is the easiest way to do it, and you know, they make it very easy for you. It's completely legal too. They've got all their paperwork. You don't have to worry about them zipping away in the middle of the night. I've done quite a few transactions with them with quite a few dollars, so I'm confident that they're going to treat you well. Cashintocoins.com. So Nathan, we were talking about this. Why do people date losers? Things, and you had just a little bit more to say.
Yeah, there was something, an interesting remark that was in the same video. I think it was something like, the quote-unquote nerds who are trying to get a girl and then complain she dates a loser are typically in a kind of contradictory position because they're only after the girl for her looks, and they're complaining about the girl only going after the loser for his looks, or I guess his attitude.
Yeah, I think that this is one of those things, and often guys will complain about women, and it's not all women that they're talking about. It's the women that they tend to be going for. And so if you're looking at the situation where, you know, many times men will date based solely on looks. And this is a real problem because it gives people, you know, women who have good looks, completely perverse incentives. When they get those perverse incentives, what's their life going to be like? Because looks only last for so long. Barring Michelle Seven, who was on the show, and I think she was about my age, whatever she is. You know, she looks great at 45. I mean, you know, it's a small percentage of women that still look good at 45. Certainly not as good as they did when they were 20. So, I mean, the looks fade away, and then the harsh reality of what the rest of us live like comes in. And this is, you can blame this on attractive women, if that's what you want to do, or you can blame it on men who simply want to date attractive women. I mean, where does the blame lie?
Oh, that's a good point, and I guess to some extent everyone wants their partner to be attractive. I guess the problem here is that the complaint is kind of self-contradictory because you're kind of complaining about behavior that you yourself are engaging in, and so it kind of doesn't work. Like if you do get the girl and she leaves you for someone else who has better looks, what's to stop you from leaving her for someone with better looks?
It is the old conundrum, right? I mean, you know, where does one's loyalties lie?
Nathan, but getting back to the loser thing, okay. What do you think is the reason that women would quote unquote date a loser? Because the evolutionary thing, I'm not sure completely would explain that, because you would think that if the evolution thing was true, then women would seek out a rich provider. But oftentimes, you see these quote-unquote losers making less money than the woman. So,
and it depends on whether we're talking about staying with or starting to date. So if you're talking about starting to date somebody, initiating the conversation is half the battle. I saw this in one of these, Adam Sandler movies, and it really is. It's about charisma early on, creating the connection early on. It doesn't really matter whether you're how much money you make or anything like that. It's just for men. It's just starting the conversation with women without looking like a creeper, and that's the trick. So, it doesn't really matter whether you're a loser or not a loser in that circumstance. You just have this one particular skill set. If it's talking about staying with a person, well, people tend to stay with the people they're comfortable with. I mean, you know somebody, you're more likely to stay with them. They're going to stick around until the pain of being with that person outweighs the pain of leaving them. And nobody likes a breakup, even if you're the person initiating it.
I guess the question is, what is she looking for in that relationship that appears to be abusive or seems to be with a loser? Because from the outside, it seems like there's no gain to it.
I think that the tendency for people to want to fix another person is by no means gender specific. I've only dated women in my life, so I've seen this, but it's the tendency to want to build your own man hobby kit. let's get here and we'll change him this way and change him that way and get everything to work right. I think men tend to be more the savior types. You know, I'm going to ride in and sweep her out of this situation. And neither one of these things is a prescription for long-term happiness, in my opinion.
So you think a lot of women just sort of have this attitude of, this person has A, B, and C good qualities, and I'm going to make sure the rest of them are good too, or I'm going to fix the problems this person has?
Certainly some people do that.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call, Nathan. 855 450 free. Let's go to Andrew calling in from Utah. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to comment on Nathan's call there. And I think I might have the answer to both of the questions. Staying with a loser or so-called loser and dating one.
Okay.
I think dating the person, you meet somebody, you like them, you have, fun night with them. And you stay with him. I'm not sure if I really agreed with Nathan on the evolution part.
Okay.
Because I am religious.
So you just don't think evolution exists, okay?
I believe in Christianity.
Okay. Well,
according to the Bible, there is God created man and woman as lifelong partners, and I believe that is the reason that that a woman or a man would stay with a loser even long term.
So it's just a commitment thing that we have a cultural conversation about commitment, and so therefore people are more likely to try to work the relationship out simply because they've been taught their whole lives that that's what one does. Is that the claim?
Well, and not even necessarily because they've been taught that way, but just because, like you said earlier, it's really hard to break up with somebody, right?
It stinks. I mean, it's something that's no fun one way or the other.
Yeah, that's true. But I think that God created this. What do you call it?
The commitment gene.
Yeah, you could call it that. Commitment gene.
Now, I'm wondering about this because there's different cultures have taken relationship commitment in different ways. So I don't know what, certainly the way that things are here in the United States today isn't the way that things were for Jesus in his time. I mean, things were different then, and they certainly weren't the way that things were for Abraham, and nor are they for, South American tribes or, sub-Saharan African tribes or people out in, Far East. Different places have treated relationships different.
Okay, let's say that's true, but there was still a standard back then.
Okay.
But,
I don't know. I mean, I just wonder whether, the way things are you know, here in the United States, because you and I see the same sort of relationships going on here, we have a tendency to believe that that's the way things are supposed to be. However, if you're in a completely different culture, you might have a completely different view of how relationships are supposed to look. So people tend to ascribe to God the things that they are used to and like, when, you know, maybe God doesn't have any relationship to that at all.
Okay. Do you have an example for that, or more?
Well, I assume God doesn't just love us. I assume He loves everybody on the planet. And those people, for instance, you know, they're different. Different tribes have treated things differently. They have polyamorous relationships. You know, people sleep around and do stuff like that. Why is it the way that we see things necessarily is of God, and the way they see things isn't, I guess, is what I'm asking you.
You know what? I'm not too sure on that. I was, I'm 18, so... I haven't gotten extremely deep into the Bible yet, but
I think we're on a break. Andrew, hold the line here. Hold on just one second if you would, Andrew.
And energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95. at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here. That's 855-450-3733. Or on Skype, it's lrn.fm. And that is, by the way, the ProXPN call-in line, 855-453. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And in the last segment, we were talking to Andrew, and actually there was a little glitch there, so we didn't even hear the music come up. And but I want to get back to what Andrew was talking about here. And the question I had asked Andrew is, Andrew, let me know if I've got this right. I just want to encapsulate your position here. So the idea is that that you believe that since God created us, that you know, He instilled in us certain values, and those values are around commitment to our partners, and so people tend to stay in relationships that perhaps they shouldn't stay in, simply because we have been told, you know, our genes have been informed by God to, you know, be predisposed towards commitment. Is that the concept?
Yeah, I was thinking that in the beginning there, and then you were talking about, you know, different cultures.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that our culture, you know, dating back a couple of hundred years, basically monogamous and basically a lifetime. Marriage or commitment was a lifetime thing, right?
Yeah, that's what you know. That's how my history reads. Sure, I imagine there was more fence jumping going on than people are care to write down in the history books, though.
Yeah. And then sorry, I'm still thinking here.
One of the things I was just quickly during the break said, you know, there's an article from beliefnet.com and says that many plural marriages existed and exist in Africa, the Middle East, Asia, This is from a professor of social and cultural anthropology.
Well, I mean, it doesn't seem so complicated to me, Mark. It's our job as Christians to go and help these people and show them the light.
White man's burden, is that the idea?
I think so.
Yeah, that's worked out so well.
Well, I think the reason that these so-called losers that these girls are staying with the so-called losers is partially because of the historical belief system, you know, based on Christianity or whatever religion you have.
It could be. I don't know whether it's genetic or whether it's culturally informed, but I think it's probably the reason that people do it is because they just either, you know, they're predisposed in some manner or another. And Andrew, I do appreciate the call. Thank you so much. 855-450-FREE.
It seems to me, Mark, that, you know, my short answer is, I think, a little separate from you guys's, but it's what you were saying about, were you saying something about faking it, sort of faking it until you make it?
As far as what, a relationship?
Yeah, that's a strategy I've heard that a man can use is to fake it until he makes it. So you start faking the success, and that turns you into a success.
Oh yeah, sure.
And the loser, really, what I'm getting at though is that women understand women and men understand men. So a woman might not know that she's with a loser. And the same is with a man. A man might not know that he's with a loser.
You know, and this is something that I think is, it's very easy to look down on somebody who's getting out of a bad relationship. It's like, you know, it's not like, I mean, you were with this person for how long? How did you know she wasn't going to treat you like this during the divorce? I mean, for God's sake, some men had fine divorces. Why can't you have a divorce where there isn't so much turmoil? Why did she take all your money? Why did she take the kids and all that stuff? Didn't you know this was the kind of person you were getting into a relationship with?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people either, you know, they willfully blind themselves or they just don't know. They're just uninformed. I don't know if it's the, I don't know if the sexes actually know, by the way. I think that some people are better at hiding who they are than others. I'm confident that if things didn't work out with my wife, that she would be reasonably fair and just in the, in whatever, you know, sort of proceedings went on. I've seen many people who seem like, you know, normal folks that have reasonably good judgment that get out of relationships, and my God, how in the hell were you with that person? They seem a little evil. And, is it because they've just, because they made them, the other person so angry that now they want to get back? But the way relationships break up, it's so sad, especially if there's children involved.
Yeah, well, it's just like you were saying before about how breakups, just on the face of it, they suck. And when you break up with somebody, especially if you're the dumpy, you'll get some anger. Anger will come,
yeah.
will bubble up inside you, and you will try and recognize it and think to yourself, well, that's silly. This person was wonderful to me. It just didn't work out. But that anger's still there.
Yeah.
And you still think of scenarios in your head about how you'll use that anger to hurt that person.
Yeah, even if it's just being successful, I find that for me, when I have experienced what you're talking about, I just say to myself, well, you know, I'll just be more successful, and that will show them that they gave up something really good.
Yeah, and that's I recognize that, and that seems healthy to me.
Well, if it's taking a negative emotion and pointing it in a positive way, but I. You know, there's just nothing good about it. Whenever all of the other people's ideas stink, and all of my ideas are great, and that's why breakups they weren't your idea in a lot of cases. Even if you're the one breaking up, you know it's going to be a painful, unhappy scenario.
Uh huh.
So, and I think people should think about that when they're getting into relationships. If you're getting in and you're not really, you don't think this is the right thing for you necessarily, you know, don't. don't deepen the commitment level because you're only sending the wrong messages to that other individual.
Amen, brother.
855 450 free. Well, I'd still have a little more on this NSA topic.
Did you have at it.
Go at it. Okay. So anyway, the new study comes as President Obama is deliberating over the future of the NSA's bulk collection program. Since it was disclosed in June, the program has prompted intense debate over its legality, utility, and privacy impact. Now, the senior officials at the NSA have defended the program and said that it's just one tool that complements others in building a more complete picture of a terrorist plot or network. Of course, this study from the New American says that, yep, it's not really integral in having solved a single one of these cases.
It's from the New America Foundation.
New America Foundation, you're right.
Yeah.
And it's, I think that it's going to be interesting because the Edward Snowden leaks aren't over. That stuff keeps on coming. And I think the NSA as an organization is going to get beat up over the next couple of years. I think it's interesting how this president who ran on a platform of transparency continues to try to manage this stuff through obfuscation. I guess it doesn't surprise me. We were presented with hope and change, and I think that it was marketed very well. But I didn't think we were going to get hope and change. The only change I expected to get was sort of liberal Democrat policies. And, you can't institute that stuff. Governments don't work with transparency. They can't operate that way. They are organizations, or traditionally have been organizations of, trying to be opacity, trying to be as difficult as possible to see in and what they're doing. Now, in a democracy, you can't make a decision. I'm supposed to be the government. You and I, if we vote, we are the ones who are making these decisions. But how can you make a decision based on people who tell lies and spin the truth to the point that you don't know what up from down is?
Well, you can't make a good decision that way.
All you get is the best liars. This is a system that propagates sociopathy. Because the people who are best at weaving the largest lies are the ones who are going to get the offices. And that's why I think the system's broken.
It's built on violence, and the most ruthless will be the most powerful.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live, your thoughts. 855-450-3733.
Every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Get unheard-of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.